Her mental skills. She also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello and welcome. Welcome to an hour of Mind Power. This is Donna Sebo. Today we're going to be talking about wellness. We're going to be talking about how you as an individual can take charge of your life and be able to not just empower yourself, but also empower other people. And for those of you who are regular listeners to the show, you know that I frequently bring people on air that are at a cutting edge of knowledge, medical information, anything that can enable us as individuals to take that positioning of personal responsibility to make sure that we're going to do the best we can for ourselves, so that we can stay healthy and enjoy life with a level of quality rather than feeling like we're going to be a victim of the medical environment that so often empowers that positioning. Not putting down medical people, because I know that there's a lot of sincere, dedicated people, but we've got a guest today, Lou Paradise, and Lou is a man that not only has a passion for life, but he is committed and dedicated to enabling people in certain situations to know that there are options for them, especially when it comes to pain. Lou, welcome to the show.
Donna, thank you so very much for me having the opportunity to be here with you tonight. I can't thank you enough for that and the sterling contribution you make every single day to people around the country. And the folks who've come to joyfully know who you are. So I'm very, very honored and privileged to be here. Thank you so much.
Well, it's a delight having you, Lou. Lou, so many times people today feel so very, very confused about wellness. What was it that for you was the trigger where you decided that you really wanted to be able to get to solutions regarding wellness and dealing with pain, and also how did you go about this? Because you have produced something. My engineer was talking about it. He said, I'm selling this stuff. He said, I really like it. He said, it's wonderful. It works. And I seem to come in contact with people that go through so many levels of confusion. We just had an email today from someone that is just beside themselves because a loved one is in so much misery and so much agony, and it's like, where do we go? What do we do? What got you started in this? A lot of people would have just walked away, Lou. What did
sure.
you do?
You know, I understood something about sacrifice, being able to fight the good fight. Part of my understanding of life as a young younger person, is I really kind of got tuned into issues that I had, asthma, I had pneumonia, a lot of stuff when I was little. I saw the doctor coming to the house, which doctors actually used to do, believe it or not. And I was fascinated by the fact that every time he came, I felt better. And in those cases where there wasn't a whole lot of drugs around, there was a number of things that he did, natural things he did to make me feel better, as when I had an asthma attack or whatever it may have been. And I actually was on the course of becoming a medical doctor and deciding that when I was about 12 years old. I started, actually, believe it or not, studying physiology. And I got fascinated with natural medicine because of my Italian roots and my great-grandparents and grandparents who brought things over from Italy. I went into the Marine Corps, two rotations, helicopter combat, medevac rescue missions in Vietnam, and learned incredible things from the beautiful indigenous people there. And I got a lot of injuries, which is very common in those kinds of situations as a part of the flight crew in a combat helicopter unit of any kind, whatever it may be. The physiology and natural medicines kicked in for me a lot. I had decided somewhere in the interim as a person in my early 20s not to go to medical school. My instinct was pulling me in a totally different direction. And then I was suffering from repetitive motion and neuropathic kind of nerve-related injuries in my hands, my elbows, and my neck and shoulders as a result of the work that I'd done in the Marine Corps. Before I knew it, and, you know, what galvanized me to be on a mission and be mission-driven to help people, not to go and kill the Vietnamese people, but to actually be there and help them as we actually did because of our squadron commander having the courage of his convictions. And, you know, so the issue from a point of finding the new mission was really important to me after I got out of the Marine Corps and went home. And pain became the thing I needed to defeat. I saw too many people in dire straits, not knowing anything more except taking oral pain meds, so narcotic pain meds, going to surgeries that really may not have been warranted just because somebody diagnosed them and then realized they misdiagnosed them. And it's not that that happens to everyone, but it does happen far too often. And I actually was able to figure out how the body, what the pain actually means, what pain is, how the body looks at it, what it's trying to do to heal and stay healthy, and then how I could actually help to obey the laws and rules of the body's healing process to bring some real natural medicine technology to stimulate it to go in that direction so that I could recover and heal the damage in the soft tissue that I knew you know, what it was and what I had done to get it there to finally have relief. My samples of my products, which were just small little things because people were absolutely crazily fascinated at how I got over this very serious problem with neuropathic. It was like a full-blown carpal tunnel with a complicated repetitive motion injury on top of it. And everybody I handed out these little samples got not only better but started to reduce their meds, arthritis, lower back, carpal tunnel. Didn't matter what it was. And I realized, you know what? This is my mission. I really need to do this. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to figure out how to make this product so more even pristine than it was at the moment in time 25 years ago, bring it into the marketplace and help a whole bunch more people. Because the injustice that occurred to a lot of people in the world that led us to Vietnam, it's the same injustice today with people not being able to get the information they need to realize there's far more superior ways to deal with pain at its cause and at its source than poisoning yourself with narcotics and or oral pain medicine that has nothing to do with helping your body to heal.
Now, let's take that point, helping the body to heal, because you just didn't deal with the symptoms. And in developing this, obviously you had to work with chemistry, and you had to be able to develop the compound that could consistently be reproduced. Mm-hmm. Billions of dollars are spent on research that I think sometimes gets lost on its journey, or there are persons making decisions regarding this. I'm curious, when you were putting this compound together, how did you choose your lab that you were going to work with? How did you decide what components you were going to put in, and how could you make sure that those components you were putting in were not tainted with something? The reason I'm asking this is because I know of someone who is involved in Chinese medicine. And this individual, I'd gotten some product for them, and they had not been checked or cleared, and because it was coming from China, the herbs are coming from China, there was potentially lead in there. Well, a person taking some of these herbs could ingest this and maybe have a result that is not so positive. And herbs, I don't care how you cut it, still are medicine. I mean, you take too much, you can get negative side effects. How do you keep on top of this? I mean, this is something that's vitally important.
Those are fabulous questions. You know, the first thing that I realized when I was doing my research is that the conventional pharmaceutical community and the way they went about pain, attempting to relieve it through chemicals that actually cause the body to be inhibited. You know, the COX-2 inhibitors, the typical situation where Vioxx, Bextra at the time, Celebrex. You know, my research told me, look, we don't have arthritis because we have a Celebrex deficiency, or have high cholesterol because we have a Lipitor deficiency, or have an issue with regard to can't sleep, so that little butterfly that comes and knocks you out and drags you into bed, and then, you know, before you know it, you're going to work in your pajamas and don't know you know, you wake up when you're there. I mean, that's truly the side effects of that particular product. And I said, that's just a mistake to go in that direction, because there a lot of the things, besides the obvious and for sure locking out the the heavy metals and things that would find their way into products, arsenic and lead and mercury and things. The other side was you cannot get well by poisoning your body for relief when if you're just dealing with symptoms and not the cause of the issue. And so what I wound up doing is I've developed my own laboratory. I found an instinct. My instinct really led me to saying, wait a minute, how could I take understanding like the ancient people, the original thought leaders, the original thinkers, standing on the shoulder of giants like that, how could I take that instinct, put it into a laboratory setting, accomplish getting the purest medicine without and being sure I could easily test. The good thing about the conventional testing process is I could test the medicines for impurities, purely have the medicines I wanted and nothing else in them, find a way to make it so that I don't have to use any unnecessary harsh chemicals to keep the product together, and test it accordingly as I'm trying to test on myself the effect I want to have. So the whole formulary, I wrote the book, and I'm very humbled by that I was able to, I was called upon, I think, it was my job to be the steward and custodian of this particular technology, and I was able to look at the conventional process, refine it, reform it, make it better, and use the same philosophy our ancestors did and how they chose their herbs and their processes for the different ailments that they were treating. Because the idea of pure and untainted is very, very, very important. And that was important to me because I didn't want false positives with chemicals and chemical reactions. So I really had to work a lot more diligently to keep the medicinal medicines pure. And what I was looking for is something that would be as close to the body's natural chemistry and its natural desire to stimulate responses as a normal part of a process as I possibly could. So it would never have anything that either would inhibit and or force the body to do something that it didn't want to do naturally and find those compounds. It was a very, very difficult challenge, and it was the key challenge for me to be able to bring our products to the marketplace and, more importantly, to get the results I was personally looking for. Because, when you think of the billions of dollars spent in complicated conventional medicine, we wind up with a chemical isolate product that does more harm than good lots of times, especially if you use it more often than it was ever designed to be. I mean, most people don't realize, the average pharmaceutical medicine, over-the-counter and or scripted medicine, was never, never meant to be used every single day. I mean, unless you're a transplant patient, that's a different story. So when people use the medicine because they think that's what it is, and the model tells them that they must do it because that's what their doctor says, and their doctor's not trained any other way except in the conventional process and the pharmaceutical process, it leaves a big, big piece of what we've always known about health and healing for thousands of years completely out the door. And we brought that back inside and said, no, we're going to center on this. It may take longer. It may take more work. It may take, more mm-hmm. effort, more even more money somewhere along the line. But we wanted to start at baseline. We wanted to start from square one, take the stuff that all of our ancestors knew, put it into a modern technological lab, work on it from that perspective, and keep the chemicals out of the door, and then see if we could actually, it was feasible enough to come up with a solution that would actually end pain and increase the healing process. Being, to me, the goal was, healing. If it's true that healing is the ultimate form of pain relief, then how do we naturally stimulate that response? And that's what the discovery is really all about. So it was all of those processes, and those are all fabulous questions. Thank you for asking, because I think people should know about that kind of stuff, really.
Well, I do too, because too many times we think that somebody just snapped their fingers and situations evolve. There are various therapies, and I was just listening to a commentary last night by someone whose wife had been quite ill and had died, and he found out, because he was someone like you, he decided that he was going to research some things, and he wanted to find out what could have helped her, because she had gone through such excruciating suffering mm-hmm. in her life in her latter years, about the last 5 years of her life. It was very, very bad. And so he did finally find something, And what I am so appreciative of with you is that there are those people that will be very undercover. And I realize we live in some very challenging times, because today we have Western medicine, we have certain things that are out there, there are protocols, and some of those protocols are absolutely wonderful. We lead the world in certain areas of medical treatment. But when it comes to the pharmaceuticals, the average individual is beginning to think more and more about this and saying, wait, if I can do something that is going to enable my body to do its work, to heal itself, and I'm not going to have side effects. I mean, I was reviewing some material today about various medicines. The side effects, you just have to listen to the commercials on television. Forget the basic message you've got. Listen to the portion where they talk about the side effects, and the side effects are as long as your arm.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
and it's really something. And you're strong in the homeopathic area, which I've known people from Europe that have really, really found this to be very viable.
Mm-hmm.
Was that the reason why you chose to go the homeopathic way? Did some of your research take you into that environment?
You know, it did to a degree. It did. The research told me that there are the subtle medicines, and then taking the idea of Hahnemann's work, you know, the whole idea of homeopathy seems confusing to lots of folks, especially if you're talking about single medicines being given to people and trying to see what the results are. And I think the Western civilization, we've unfortunately came to subscribe to believe that if a little is good, then a whole lot more must be better. Mm-hmm. And we don't see any reason, you know, why we should take smaller amounts of stuff that would be better for us than larger amounts of stuff that might be counterproductive. And it's a very difficult thing for people to realize. And what I thought was, I'm not going to let people struggle through that and be challenged by trying to understand that principle. Rather, if I could synergize these medicines, if I could help to make the medicines in a viable way, more proactive, more viable for performance, prove that these natural medicines, if they were synergized, it's like I looked at the body and saying, wait a minute, if natural chemistry is in balance and there are multiple ones happening all at the same time, doesn't it make sense to have multiple medicines that help to channel all of those multiple things happening at the same time, as opposed to trying to do it with one single element? Not suggesting for a moment that from a general health point of view, homeopathy is amazing, because from a general health point of view, it's astounding. From a crisis point of view, which is what we're talking about in chronic pain, another approach had to be developed. And that's the leading edge for me of writing the book on the idea that when you really look at what happens with the healing process, there was only two questions for me at all, two things that can happen, things that were conducive, things that would lead you directly to the most profound way of stimulating healing or taking away from it. All the chemical compounds that we use, whether it be the typical for pain relief, Tylenol, Advil, Motrin, which is ibuprofen, acetaminophen, and naproxen, just as a regular part of it, not a single one of those chemicals has any healing power at all. So if we believe that if we can help the body heal, because every time, you know, if you have a broken leg and it hurts and the doctor said it and you've got a surgery and it hurts and the doctor fixed you, and after the body's healed itself, the pain is gone. You know, so the idea of having something that stimulates that response and that is not a chemical that inhibits something that we make a mistake and cause more side effects, as we have, unfortunately, with all the oral over-the-counter medicines and all of the scripted or medicines for pain relief. It's because not a single molecule of these chemicals, which they are, harsh chemicals, can possibly move the healing bar, can't move the healing needle to the 100% spot that the body wants to go to. And that's the difference between what we have in our technology as opposed to approaching it from a conventional pharmaceutical point of view. I'd like to think that we're talking about real vibrant medicine as opposed to things that are called medicine that are nothing more than chemical compounds that have not a solitary thing to do with what actually is causing our issues. And they may temporarily take the edge off of, you know, and that's fine if you just use one or two for a couple of days. And, you know, after surgery or after a traumatic injury, could you use a oral pain medicine? Would that help? Absolutely. And that would be the appropriate thing to do. But that's not what happens here. And when we have chronic pain, the problem is those chemicals actually shut down the entire healing process. So we have not only something that doesn't work to support healing, but it's so counterproductive that it causes all the deterioration and breakdown of organ tissue, breakdown of cartilage and ligaments and tendons, muscle tissue, nerve tissue, because those chemicals are extremely toxic. The body's got to work twice as hard just to get rid of them, so it can't spend the energy to heal the problem that it has, and we've taken the thing and we've turned it upside down. I think one of the things, just to addition before going to the next your next question, and I just love what we're doing here tonight, is that one of the most important things that to me was the key thing about how successful we could be with this approach was we went into elder care. I'm talking about people in their 70s mm-hmm. and 80s,
yes,
where they were on multiple medications, especially on the pain end. We started to help them resolve their pain. They got off their sedatives. They got off their antidepressants. They got off their sleeping medication. They got off their pain pills. They started to be more active in their 70s and 80s. I mean, this was the ultimate acid test very early on. They began to walk. They began to lose weight. Their cardiology improved. Their cholesterol improved. The doctors were astounded that they were able to reduce and sometimes eliminate a lot of other medication. I mean, we had one woman whose family told us she was on something like 17 medications.
Oh, my Lord.
You know, exactly. I mean, it's like, oh, my God almighty. At the end of a 3 or 4 month period with working with the doctors, working with her pharmacists who are very open to this, she was down to one half of one. They were thinking about institutionalizing this poor woman because they thought she had dementia. Well, she didn't have dementia. She had overloaded these medicines that put her on La La Street. I can't say Gaga mm-hmm. Street because we already got somebody singing out there named Gaga. you know, so here is, and the first thing that daughter said to me is, Lou, you know, how many people don't know about what you know? How many people, and you know, and I'm feeling very humble by this. It's like Lou's a genius. Lou just figured out some very fundamental things and laid it on the table. And mm-hmm. the most important thing, they said, it's like my mom's lights came back on. 3 or 4 months ago, we were thinking of institutionalizing her. Now she's back in her own apartment, functioning and like happy as a lark. I mean, imagine how sad that is when you think about it, Donna. How many more people don't know? I mean, and I think that's really the key issue. They don't know what they don't know, just like all of us, until somebody says, hey, by the way, I don't know if you ever knew about this or considered this. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, boom, you know, you have an answer to something that you've been searching for maybe for years and years.
I was talking with someone who does work for me in my office every once in a while. Her mm-hmm. mother, who is in her 70s, was coming to visit. And she's a very tiny lady. I've met her before. And I had shared with her the information about your product, Copperson. And I said, your mom needs to know about this. And she said, oh, this is really wonderful, because my mother, being diabetic, and she'd been diabetic for a long time, she has a great deal of discomfort in her joints. And anyone that has had anyone in their family, it seems like almost everybody's being touched by this to one level or another, they are saying how their vision, their joints, there's so many things that go wrong. And I had a brother-in-law who died from extreme diabetes. And before he died, I saw his legs turn black. They didn't amputate, but because of his age, and it was very close to the end of his time, so they said, we're not going to do this to this man. But
sure.
I've watched this. I have seen this and how it can affect people. And so a lot of what nerve damage is caused by diabetes. Mm-hmm. People, I feel, need to know that there is a dietary situation, very true.
Mm-hmm.
But something like Topperson mm-hmm. enables them to get some relief. So we have to be personally responsible for how we live our lives and what we put into our bodies, and we need to become educated regarding that. But so many times, environments that people are in, something like this, masseuses could use it. There's anybody can use it. I'll have to tell you, Lou, and I've got to share this with my audience, our dog Victor, who is a Scottish Terrier, mm-hmm. was really having a very strong allergy reaction, and he was just miserable. His skin was just so sensitive.
Oh,
and
wow.
So I rubbed it on him, and he would just lay back like, thanks, I'll take another hour and a half worth of this.
He
just loved it.
Now.
Yeah, but you have even used this with animals.
You know, one of the things that happens with the human body and why Topperson is so profound in this idea of relieving pain is the body wants to do two things and when it's joint-related, nerve-related, muscle pain. Internal organ pain is another story, so we're not talking about that right at the moment. And it wants to drain the excess toxins and fluids that are literally suppressing the microcapillary. In other words, it's not allowing as much blood flow and as much oxygen to be delivered into the cells, and that's the only blood supply for the nerve cells for the most part, which transmit all these things that tells the body everything about what's going on. And so the working mechanism for Topperson is that the first thing it does is has a very robust stimulation to lymphatic system, which means that it's draining the toxins and fluids. It gets the pressure immediately off the blood supply and gets oxygenated blood back to normal. That's why the product works not only so well, but so quickly and so sustained. And the body doesn't care what the heck we call the ailment. And animals have these same issues. We have a lot of people with the big bone dogs, the big breeds, the German Shepherds and Boxers and Malamutes and all kinds of dogs that have the hip dysplasia. They are just freaking out over how the product works to get them stimulated again. And the idea is the pain signal is there because these things are happening. When there's low oxygen levels, the pain is going to be more intense. A lot of folks don't know that. And if they understood the pain is a signal and not what they think it is, we don't like it, we don't want to be in it, of course. And that is why Topperson has been so profound. So when we talk about a beautiful member of your family on four legs who gets relief, people who are walking, diabetics, we do a lot of endocrinology, podiatry, internal medicine. We've seen that person that is nearly getting from a point of black to gangrenous use Topperson, and that the body is such a miracle, not the product. The body is such a miracle that it reverses those that damage by helping the body get the oxygen it needs, and the digits come back in a natural color. We are completely blown away ourselves, let alone the doctors, because these are the issues that we're talking about. So this is a very profound technology, and it can be used on animals. We have a lot of people in the pleasure riding industry from a point of horses who use it on their equines for athletic hock, arthritic hock, I should say, which is that joint, that big joint that bent where the knee, where their legs bend, where they get a lot of arthritis in the hoof. And I mean, so the product can be used on the littlest, most beautiful member of the family, the oldest, most beautiful member of the family, everyone in between. Of course, in pets, because it works on the same principle no matter who you put it on or what kind of creature you put it on.
Well, Lou, I know we're almost out of time, and I really have been letting my listeners know that this is something that works, and I'm so excited that we have been able to work together on this because I think education is important. Now, I know the website, Topperson.com, people can go there to check it out. For those of you that are listening, if you have known or know of anyone who, one, has diabetes, or two, has suffered any major injury and they're recuperating, it's so important to know that this is something that really assists. I have a very good friend we've known for years, has major back problems. He was so surprised. He went out. He was in so much discomfort. He went out and he got some. And you can get this at your local stores, Fred Meyer and some other stores, and it's all on the website, Topperson.com. You can find out where it is, retail. But if you call the company, let me finish the story about John. John ended up getting rid of pain. And he said, he took it into his doctor. He said, this is working. How come? The doctor said, I don't know. Who cares? Use it. You're not feeling pain. It can't hurt you. Go ahead and use it. Because it has no pharmaceutical product in it. This is approved by the FDA. It has been researched. It's important for you to know that you can go to their site and you can check out information. And you'll, if you wanted to talk to Lou directly, he's not an untouchable. He is open to communicating with you.
Love
so
to
go
that.
To that website. But because of being on the show, he's offering a 30% off special. And this is something all you have to do is give the code DS for Donna Sebo, 30, and they will give you that special discount. Lou, it has just been wonderful having you as a guest today. And I really, the next time we have a chance to get together and chat, I want to talk about the vets and the difference that it has made. I know we don't have the time today.
Sure.
But I so appreciate it. You're back on the East Coast. I'm on the West Coast.
Yeah.
And we've got a lot of people in between. So it's just really been a joy having you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Donna.
We'll talk again.
We're looking forward to it, and thank you very much for the honor of serving your fabulous audience. And again, take us up on that offer. Give us a call. I'd be very happy to talk to anybody independently and whatever we can do to help. And thank you so much for doing all the sterling work you do, Donna. It was a real privilege and pleasure to be here tonight.
800-959-1007. That's the telephone number, toll-free, where you can call. Check it out. Don't take my word for it. Check it out. It really works. This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. We're going to be back in just a moment.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about the side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep at night because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have, cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without the side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt. We want to help. We are so sure that Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want the pain relief without the side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Duane Reade, Quick Check Pharmacies, and Wegmans. Ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store near you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Do you have children between the ages of 3 to 10? Do you love children's books and collect them? Then you'll want to know about God's Kiss, the award-winning illustrated children's book that has been enjoyed by families around the world. 15 beautiful illustrations by Pacific Northwest artist Ed Gedrose accompany this lovely story about a little boy named Johnny that will capture your heart and mind in a very special way. Multicultural and non-denominational in content, it will become a family favorite that you and your children will want to read again and again. This book is available by itself through Amazon, or if you contact me, Donna Sebo, directly, you can get a personalized signed copy. There is also a talking book. You can order the talking book CD by contacting me via email, donna@delphiinternational.com, or by calling 253-582-5604. You can also visit my website, delphiinternational.com. To see more details, God's Kiss is a family classic that belongs in everyone's library. Get your copy now.
Hi, this is Donna. Telephone lines are open. I would be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. I really appreciate people like Lou because I've had the privilege of interviewing other people before from different modalities of the health industry and the medical community. And those people that I've had have always expressed concern about how there is this myth that we need to get past so that we can enjoy wellness, so that we can be able to take care of our lives and take responsibility for ourselves back. There's no magic bullet. There is no cure-all. I was reviewing some material this morning for one of my upcoming interviews next month, and it was regarding mental health. And this person was giving all kinds of information about different medicines that are used, the side effects from the medicine, the violent shaking, and other things that can happen. I'm telling you, it's really an eye-opener. And most of us, unless we've had somebody in our environment that has been taking certain medications for a long period of time, they end up with side effects that many times are just totally ignored. They just figure, well, you're getting older, you've got this, you've got that, blah, blah, blah. And many times there's not the understanding of the chemistry with the body and with what the body has to do in working with it. So we are in a fascinating cycle here because there are people that are coming up and out and say, do this. This will help the body achieve what it wants. Somebody else comes out and says, well, you know, this is the way it's been done for 45 years in the medical community. Well, if it hasn't been working very well, what can we replace it with? One day, I believe, and I don't know that it's that far off in the future, I think chemo is going to be obsolete. I think there's going to be other methodologies that are going to be far safer, will not have the side effects, that can enable healing without a lot of the pain and suffering that radiation and chemotherapy produce. So this is something, it's evolving, and it takes us as individuals being open and exploring. And as Lou said, from different cultures, there are different points of information. Cancer's always been around. Disease has always been around. One of the biggest things that's enabled wellness in this world and our environment, especially in the United States, two biggest things, sanitation and having food available. And when you think about history, if you really study your history, and it wasn't that long ago, most people did not live past the age of 55. If they lived that long, it was something. Many women, the reason they were getting married in their early teens and having children in their teens is because they usually were dead by the time they were between 23 and 25 years of age. And many, many times it was because of pregnancy. They died in childbirth. And poor sanitation. So you have sanitation, you keep things clean, that's one of the most important things, and having good food really makes a difference. It enables people to survive. So we're not out working farms, we're not physically destroying our bodies. We need to understand that there are ways that we can take care of ourselves so we can enjoy a good life so that we can be healthy. And there's so many things that can happen. Illness is a part of the life experience. I don't know of anybody that's totally not been touched by it. I don't know of anyone. But when we educate ourselves, when we're willing to learn, when we have an open mind, and when we find things that do work, we need to find out why they work, why it may work for one person and not for another. So I think medicine is fascinating. I really do. And I'm very grateful for the many things that we have learned. But it wasn't all that long ago, folks. Surgeons were barbers on the corner. That's right. They were known to be the ones that would do the bleedings and all this kind of stuff. And, of course, today we go, oh, this is terrible. They used leeches at that time. Oh, that's awful. Yes, it is. But do you know now they have found through research that they can use leeches on certain incisions, and those leeches literally sterilize those incisions and help keep them closed. Sounds a little gruesome, doesn't it? Well, I can't blame you for feeling that way. But there's a lot of things we are having to rediscover because we've gone to other extremes. So I really, really do support this product and this service. And don't forget, you can go to Topperson.com or call them directly at 800-959-1007, and you'll get that discount. Just mention Donna Sebo, and that'll be there. Okay, we are going to be having an awesome week next week. We're going to be talking about making miracles on Monday with Lynn Woodland. Then, eating on $4 a day. Do you think that that's possible? That's about $120 a month or thereabouts. How many people could live on that? Actually, believe it or not, you could live on less if you wanted to. $4 a day. Well, Ellen Jones is going to be my guest, and we're going to find out about that. Then we're going to be talking about the Boomer's Guide to Traveling Abroad. This is for anybody. She made it to boomers especially because so many of the people that travel today are 50 and above. But I'll tell you what, these are good points of information that you are not going to want to miss. Wonderful traveling points. And of course, Thanksgiving is going to be next week, and there will be a Best of Donna playing on Thanksgiving. And then on Friday, we're going to be starting out with Success Against the Odds. That's right. Vonda White, we're going to find out how, no matter how difficult or discouraging situations can be, there are ways and means of leveraging that so that you come out ahead. So we've got that and many more guests before the end of the month. And I invite you, if you'd like to call in and chat with me, call me at 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. All I need is your name. And I love to know where you're calling in from. And then after that, well, sit back and relax. And, well, just let me tell you what I can see for you. And then after that, just know that you can ask me a question about anything that you like. Are you aware that your choice of pets really, really is, well, it talks a lot about you. And people that love dogs usually are people that are, well, very communicative. They like to be very social. Dogs are very social animals. And, you know, what about a big cat? Well, I have an image in front of me of a little girl. She didn't get very much sleep. And the reason was is that there was a cougar in her bed. I don't have all the drift on that story. But apparently this family had this cat, and this cat just absolutely loved this child. And, you know, ducks, people will have ducks and snakes. There are some people that absolutely love snakes, reptiles. Animals are just absolutely fascinating. And I really think that with kids, when they can have a pet that they can be responsible for and understand that they need to learn about the animal and how to take care of it, whether it's a turtle, a lizard, whatever you would be interested in, or pink tarantulas. Yes, there are pink tarantulas. It's really important that the kids understand the care that the animal is going to need. Now, there are so many species in the world that people get enamored of, and they don't realize that those cute little things that they have that are babies when they get them might end up growing to be quite a large size. And there are some wonderful organizations that have get-togethers maybe once or twice a year where they invite the public. If they have an animal that they no longer want to take care of that is a unique species of any kind, or even dogs or cats, to bring them in and they will find homes for them. And what has been amazing with these various groups throughout the country is that rather than euthanizing a lot of these animals, then they are finding them homes. There might be a zoo, there might be people that have special environments that would just love to have these creatures, and it's marvelous. So I think little by little there is a shift in understanding that if you have an animal, you do need to be aware that they're going to be getting bigger after their little baby period, and you have to think about the long term of that. Is this something that's going to work for you, or is it not going to work for you? I remember being in a dog training class once. There was a young lady that lived in an apartment, and she had this magnificent dog. He was a big dog. I don't remember. He must have weighed at least 80 pounds at the time that she had him in class, and he was still fairly young, and he was still growing. Well, this animal, she couldn't control him. And when we were in the class, the person that was doing the training asked her what her life was like and asked her why she got this big dog. She said, "Oh, I just love big dogs." She said, "Do you know what this is really going to take on your part? Because this animal, as he's getting more mature, he is a male, and he's going to want to dominate you. And you are not able to handle him, and he's still in the puppy stage. What are you going to do with him when he gets bigger?" And she said, "You're living in a small apartment. This is a dog that needs to have a lot of space. He needs to run. He was a mixed breed of some kind, but he had some hunting dog in him, I think. So this is an animal that's going to be very, very active." Well, she was very young, very naive, didn't think of these things. It just wasn't in her consciousness. Well, by the time we finished the class, it definitely was. And the person that was doing the training suggested that she tried to find a home for this dog, and she would help her do it because she said, "You're not going to be able to manage this dog. This dog is just too big for you, and you've got too many responsibilities." So I think that the young woman eventually did let the dog go because she just, her lifestyle and everything was the least positive factor for an animal that really would make a wonderful pet for somebody, but not for her. He just wasn't cut out for it. So we really need to be aware of these things. And also the exotic pets. It broke my heart when I watched the program. I was on a business trip at the time, and I saw all of those Bengal tigers and bears and other creatures destroyed because one person had harbored them for so long and then just decided to commit suicide and let all of those animals out before he did it. I just thought that was atrocious, absolutely atrocious. And I can't really blame the other people because these are wild animals. They didn't know what to do. How could you, when it's dark out, know where you're going to find these creatures? And they were probably just as frightened as the people that were out there trying to bring them in. So I'm just grateful a few of them were rescued. But responsibility, that's a big term. And with kids, they need to learn that when they're young. Donna Siebel here. We're taking a break. We're going to be back in just a moment. Don't go away. More good things to share. We'll be right back.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sivo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about the side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep at night because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have, cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without the side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt. We want to help. We are so sure that Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want the pain relief without the side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Duane Reade, Quick Check Pharmacies, and Wegmans. Ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store near you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Hi, this is Donna. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat, 888-627-6008. I wanted to talk about community colleges. I was on the phone with someone just last night who has a young person in their family. They're finishing up high school. They're getting ready to go to college. And the parent was just so stressed because of the expenses with four-year colleges, universities. And boy, can I empathize. Here in the state of Washington, the tuition levels have just gone up incredibly high, and they were not inexpensive to begin with. Well, there's a lot going on in our fair and our changing world, so many people are having to go back to work. Do you know that every year, more than a third of workers in the U.S., more than a third, change their jobs? And more than 30 million Americans today are working in jobs that have just recently been created. Disruptive technology has affected the job market big time, and it is having a bigger and more powerful effect than anybody ever dreamed, even as I speak. Now, many people are also in occupations that didn't exist 5 years ago. I'll give you an example of one of those positions, a social media coordinator. Is that something that has even been in your thinking box? I don't think so. Well, one of the best ways to meet the need for training is your local community college. And they are really, really on top of a lot of this, and they seem to have more of a flexibility and an adaptability for a person, whether you're a young person just graduating from high school or you're a mature individual and you are wanting to make some changes. They work with a lot of people, and many colleges are getting smarter, community colleges. They work with local industries so that the people that are, let's say, mechanics or plumbers or in computers, I mean, it's just unlimited in its scope. When they team up with businesses, they are really able to help the workers stay on top of what they need to know. When you think of automobile manufacturers, I know for a fact, because of talking with mechanics who worked for big groups like GM and others, they had to go to school. They were in classes 3-4 times a year. Sometimes, depending on the technology, they were in something almost every week. They had to be kept appraised of what was coming up because they needed to be able to work on older models of vehicles as well as newer ones. And it's the same thing today. So when you're not in a financial position to be able to afford the high prices of the four-year universities and colleges, they are going to be more expensive, you might be able to get a certificate. You can go through programs that provide 1 or 2 year certificates in technical areas like engineering, healthcare. There's a lot of different arenas, bookkeeping, tax accounting, things like this. 27% of certificate holders earn more than people with a bachelor's degree. Now stop and think about that. 27%, that is a significant amount. It really is, compared to the days in the past. So I have someone that I know of that has been going after certificates, my goodness, and she's been in accounting. She's been doing this for years. And she's able to work as an independent. But she said, I'm up to date on all this stuff. She said, I have to take these classes so that I stay up to date with everything that's going on. Now, certificates in engineering, their annual salary is about $47,000. Now, if you're mature and you're looking for retraining younger workers or individuals that maybe you yourself want to be retrained and you're not able to afford a four-year degree, check out your community colleges. Now, it won't help people whose high school education hasn't prepared them for higher level studies. But you need to know something. Many of the community colleges have been suffering from effects of the states cutting back on what they give to the colleges. But those community colleges can be really an ace for you if you're wanting to better your life. So check them out, see what certifications are there, and then invest in yourself. That's the best thing you can possibly do. If you're wanting to build up a resume that shows that you're active and willing to learn, utilize that. You'll come out way ahead if you do. This is Donna Siebel. I know we just have a little bit of time left, but I wanted to give you a few details. I'll share with you on Monday some wonderful stories about people and how they've been inspired to overcome obstacles. But this is middle-class information and how they're seeing them in the future. Now, these are considered average salaries of professions that are growing and others that are stable, and some of these professions are disappearing. What's on the rise? Physical assistant, biomedical engineer, network systems analyst, a nurse, RN, web editor, accountant, computer support specialist, athletic trainer, heating and refrigeration technicians. The salaries range from the last one, heating and refrigeration technician, of approximately $38,200 a year up to $81,200 if you're a physician's assistant and everything in between. Now, what is holding steady is the teacher, police officer, graphic design specialist, and a car mechanic. That's anywhere from the car mechanic is like $34,000 and going up to the teacher who makes $53,900, $54,000 to round it off. Now, what is declining? The jobs that are disappearing, postal service processor, steel workers, semiconductor processor, and machine operators. Why is that? Computers, disruptive technology. But I'll tell you something. As much as that happens, that machine operator, if he's really, he or she are really skilled at what they do, there are still going to be some of those jobs around. There's just not going to be so many. We're not going to have assembly lines of thousands of people because there is the economic side of business and how do you do it efficiently, effectively, so you can supply products and services at an economic level that the public can afford. So that's another topic for another time. This is Donna Siebel. Remember, always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Believe in yourself. Step away from the boxes of habitual patterning that maybe are keeping you locked, where you feel like you're stuck. You're not stuck, and you're not locked in. Those are areas that you can take charge of, and you can make a difference in your life and be an example for others in the process. Donna Sebo here. God bless. Talk with you on Monday. Have an awesome weekend. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.